I did pray for strength and patience, so I could know when to try and escape. I did pray for that, and strength, so I wouldn't, you know, be too weak when it was time to make that move, because I always felt there was going to be a time. Late Thursday, early Friday morning, so I'd been on there for over 24 hours, and the normal routine was for them to have two guys with the AK-47s at the stern door, the vertical hatch, with guns on me all the time. Forward guy would be sleeping or awake, but that was the sleeping guy. And the third guy, the last guy, fourth guy, was usually the leader, and he'd be up in the cockpit. He spent most of the time in the cockpit area, driving the boat or just sitting up there. It was the most comfortable position, was up there. And so one night, one of the guys sort of got up and walked forward. I heard him, and I'm sort of leaning and watched him. He lied down. Now I'm hearing two people snoring up there. I'm watching the driver isn't really paying attention. And then the guy steps out for a call of nature. And I said at that point, ironically, 30 minutes before, I'm pretending I'm asleep, just watching these guys, and I'm just getting mad at myself because I'm a wimp for not escaping yet. But this guy went out, and I had a chance, so I got out of the boat and pushed him in the water, and I had a chance to go for the gun, but I didn't know how to use the gun, and he's screaming, so I just dove in. As my original intent was to dive in the water and just get away, away from the boat, and I thought I could, one, if the moon wasn't, and earlier in the night, the moon wasn't, it was pretty cloudy, so the moon, it wasn't very light out, but unfortunately, during that incident, the moon was fully out, and it was very bright. That's one thing, when I popped up in my first breath, took a breath and turned around, so on that second breath, when I came up, I did stay there to take a couple breaths, look, and I could see him spinning around, yelling, screaming, and I'm sure they were seeing me, and I just started swimming the crawl toward the Navy boat as fast as I could. Now they're closer and they're coming right at me, and I just assumed they saw me. So then I went back underwater, and they're sort of doing circles, stopped the boat, sort of did circles till it died, and I went from going side to side of the boat up and down in the water trying to listen to footsteps. And different times I was underneath the boat by the cooling tubes, and then I was on top of the water. I was holding on to this little painter clip. But I was on the bow, so you'd have to actually stand on the bow and then look underneath and back to see me. So it's very hard to see me. And I knew that. I could hear feet, and I could hear talking and yelling, arguing, and people running around the boat. So I would just, when I hear him come, I'd go to the other side. I hear him come, I'd go to the other side. So it is hard to see when you're on top of the boat to see underneath the boat, because there is the form of the boat that you're a little actually inside where the person actually is standing. So I was sort of hoping I could hide there without them seeing me, and maybe they give up. But on one time, at different times, they were starting it and turning the boat around. I guess maybe they thought I was underneath the boat. And I came up actually face-to-face with the guy I pushed in. He was still clinging to the side, and we ran at each other. And then I had this, he was screaming. They started footsteps again coming at me, and I had to go to the other side. Eventually, I popped up, and there was a guy right there, and he shot at my head, and I said, okay. They were completely irate, screaming, yelling, swearing, I guess in Somalia, but in English, and they'd, kick, hit, slap, whack me with their revolver. I mean, they were just incensed. They were very mad. Yeah, that's when they tied me up the first time, and they tied me up. They were so mad, tied me up so hard. I almost lost feeling immediately. They did then untie a little and then tie it up again, still tight and still losing feeling, but not completely. And from that point on, the leader could care less after that. And they knew from then on that, I was a problem. There was some despair, but I couldn't just stay despaired. I screwed up that one. It's going to be a tough one the next time. But I still thought, that I would have a chance. I just wasn't going to give up. I was going to be patient, strong enough to wait for that something to happen. Because it's, I've come to believe, something will. If you just stick it out, persevere, and even when things look the darkest, Something happens, ironically or with plan. Something happens, and it did with me.